love.
This is Miss Emily, and you're listening to CFRC.
Hold back the river and part the sea, because I'm no change. Change is the devil.
Hello, Kingston. CFRC 101.9 FM's annual funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Please consider donating today and help support local and earn the chance to win some amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, donors also earn one more ticket for each of our weekly raffle draws running in December, featuring prizes from wonderful local businesses, including Gray Malkin's Wireworks, McKinnon Brothers Brewing, Old Farm Fine Foods, The Screening Room, Skin Fusion Spa, Smokes Poutinerie, Paul Randolph Jewelers, Terra Natural Foods, Wit, and Thousand Islands Cruises. Enjoy the benefits of donating and help CFRC continue to be the longest running campus radio station in Canada. Donate today via CFRC.ca.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think.
Jingle, jingle, and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock, and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of phenomenal, fantastic, fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. It is that time of year where Santa Claus is far from home, and all Mrs. Claus wants to do is rock out. So for that fact alone, welcome to the annual holiday extravaganza. Two full hours of holiday Christmas music. It is going to be fun and festive, corny and classy, all rolled into a two-hour mixtape that we call the Girly So Groovy Annual Holiday Extravaganza. We've been doing this for nearly 25 years here as Girly So Groovy's been on the airwaves. Before we unwrap this year's Christmas present, though, I just want to do a very quick shout-out to you, the loyal listeners, anyone that reached out to me from last week's show to tell me their opinions, their thoughts, their number one albums. Last week, if you missed the show, it was our top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums for 2020. The 10 best albums of the year, and our honorable mentions, albums that were not quite top 10 material, but still worth checking out before the year came to an end. Also, when we talk about programming, if you ever miss a show, remember, it's very easy to catch up. All you have to do is go to the absolutely free, no membership required listening website, Mixcloud. That's mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an I. All right, here we go. We are going to get right into this annual holiday extravaganza. I have music in the first hour on the way from The Bird and the Bee, Tina Turner, music coming up from Jill Sibule, Rosemary Clooney on the way, The Crystals, The Supremes, and an absolute pure Christmas diva that has been really having her moment in the sun this year. That's all coming up in the first hour, and then the second hour, still so much more holiday and Christmas music. We are going to kick off the full 2 hours with an absolute soulful blues kind of Christmas song that I have always loved. but it takes veteran R&B vocal powerhouse Sharon Jones to really give it a go and really drive home the absolute pure blues of the song. It's Sharon Jones teaming up with her band of merry men, the Dap Kings, kicking off this year's annual holiday extravaganza here on Girly So Groovy.
Bells will be baby's gone. I have no friends to wish me greetings once again. Choirs will be singing silent night. Oh, Christmas carols by candlelight. Chimney.
Delivering you the jingle jangle this holiday season here on Girly So Groovy. We just kicked off our annual holiday extravaganza. Music right there from R&B trailblazer Tina Turner. The song is called Merry Christmas Baby. That was released back in 1964. It was actually released as a B-side to their single Oopoopadoo from Tina Turner. Depending on your age, if you don't know what a B-side is, and I kind of gasp that I have to explain this, there was a time where small records were released. There was a single on side A, and then on the back side was what was considered side the B-side. So there you go. I just thought I used some terminology that some listeners might not even know what I'm talking about. Anyways, let's keep things going here. So kicking off the full 2 hours here on our annual holiday extravaganza, it is Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings doing their take on the Christmas song, Please Come Home for Christmas. You can find that on the incredibly delightful, incredibly energetic holiday album, It's a Holiday Soul Party, from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Okay, right now, we move from 1960s soul and R&B and now into 2020s indie rock holiday music. Dartmouth, Nova Scotia indie rock duo Smaller Hearts, they released a song a few years ago called Christmas at Home. It's a song that I remember we featured here on the Girly So Groovy Holiday Extravaganza 2021. Now, if you remember, that would have been the quintessential COVID Christmas. So for a song called Christmas at Home, it had a whole different meaning to it. Well, 5 years later, four years later, now when I listen to this song, it's something I almost strive for. All that, you know, trying to make families work and get here and get there. And sometimes I just kind of want that Christmas at home. And I just think this tells me that the planet is, you know, hopefully moving in the right direction, that all I want for Christmas is just a quiet Christmas at home. Here is Smaller Hearts right now here on Girly So Groovy's annual holiday extravaganza.
lights up.
This is Girly So Groovy, and this is our annual holiday extravaganza. One goal I had coming into the studio for this year's holiday party was to try and bring you music that you may have not heard like 1,000 times so far from those 24/7 Christmas stations or just from being out and about in stores. I'm trying to kind of deliver some things that might feel a little fresh or original. And I think we just did that with Los Angeles wife and husband duo The Bird and the Bee. a duo that really know how to create playful indie pop, whether it's holiday or not. But this time it gets an extra layer of playful when it is holiday music. They released a Christmas album called Put Up the Lights. We heard the opening track, You and I at Christmas Time. And then speaking of duos, that's where we started that set. Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, indie rock duo Smaller Hearts. They released the song Christmas at Home as an internet single. You can find that on Bandcamp if you would like to have that for your own collection. But yeah, when I talk about trying to bring things in that feel fresh or original for a holiday show, I think this next set is definitely going to do that. Australian slacker, indie rock goddess, legend, Courtney Barnett delivers us music that doesn't often get played at this holiday time. We have music for Christmas, we have music for Hanukkah, we have music for so many different holidays. When was the last time you had a Boxing Day song? Well, Courtney Barnett has a Boxing Day song, and that is where we're going to go to next. Courtney Barnett right now on this annual holiday extravaganza here on Girly So Groovy.
Pretend to want these things. you not getting, not getting what you need.
When we think of holiday songs, those are two very non-traditional holiday songs, but somehow here on Girly So Groovy's annual holiday extravaganza, it absolutely works. That is St. Vincent with the song At the Holiday Party. That is from St. Vincent's album, Daddy's Home. When I listen to that song and I think about At the Holiday Party, I think about office holiday parties, and it is this point in the show where, as your loyal host, I feel like I have to give you two life lessons about office holiday parties. Lesson number one, you don't have to go. If you don't want to go, don't go. I didn't go, and I do not regret not going. You do not have to go. That's lesson number one. Lesson number two about office holiday parties. Unless your partner is begging you to go, unless your partner is best friends with the people that will be at the party, do not drag your partner to an office holiday party. Those are my two lessons about office holiday parties, inspired by St. Vincent and her song At the Holiday Party. Kicking that set off, it is Australian alternative singer-songwriter Courtney Barnett with her song Boxing Day Blues. I was excited to include that in this annual holiday extravaganza mix solely for the fact that I didn't get a chance over the course of 2025 to shine a light and celebrate the fact that Courtney Barnett's breakout album, Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit, which houses the song Boxing Day Blues, celebrated its 10-year anniversary in 2025. I cannot believe that Courtney Barnett has been making music. Well, she's been making music for over a decade, but the fact that that phenomenal album is a decade old is just incredible. When we talk about non-traditional artists, this next set is really that. Jill Sibuli, the alternative singer-songwriter Jill Sibuli. Sadly, we lost Jill earlier this year in a house fire. A musician, artist, a woman that was just taken way too soon. Incredible, incredible songwriter that just knows how to bring in biting sarcasm and incredible humor to whatever the music is that she is penning. For nearly 25 years, almost every holiday extravaganza, we have featured Jill Sibuli here on Girly So Groovy. The last year or so, maybe we did not, but I thought if there was ever a year to include her, it is now. So giving you a whole new honest approach, what Christmas can look like for a lot of families, here is Jill Sibuli right now here on Girly So Groovy's annual holiday extravaganza.
Came on and we It's so chic to be pregnant at Christmas. I feel like the round yon virgin of yore. 'Cause though I have a warm bed to sleep in, there's no room for me when I go to the store. 'Cause the aisles are so narrow and crowded. Christmas shopping has never been such a pain. So here comes another Braxton Hicks contraction, and I'm knocking over knickknacks again. Oh, the sales clerks are so friendly this Christmas. One said,
"Oh God, lady, don't have it here."
Their discretion and manners go right out the door when I and my stomach up here. People like to put their hands on my fundus, and they want to know exactly when I'm due. I say, "Why do you care? Are you planning to be there? I could use an extra labor coach or two." I am such fun at a party, trying hard to get high on life, desperately avoiding the smokers, being introduced to someone's little wife.
Not so little wife.
Now I enjoy being pregnant at Christmas, though my identity is draining away. And if I ever get asked my opinion again, I'll simply smile and continue to crochet. It's so biblical to be pregnant at Christmas, no matter what stories you believe. And I may suffer from gravids and illness, and heartburn and nausea and charley horses and overwhelming fatigue and frequent micturition and varicose veins and swollen ankles and shortness of breath and that tired, achy feeling in the groin. But I won't be alone on New Year's Eve.
Making her Girly So Groovy radio debut, it is Toronto singer-songwriter Nancy White. Now, describing Nancy White and trying to put a label on her is a very difficult job to do. In a sentence, she is a socially conscious singer-songwriter. She definitely can write satirical songs that are serious and force you to think. But where she really shines through are her songs that are just putting her wry sense of humor on absolute display. And that's what we just had. It's So Chic to Be Pregnant at Christmas is the name of that song. That comes from Nancy White's 1990 album, Momnipotent, Songs for Weary Parents. And then an artist that does exactly the same as Nancy White, Jill Sabule, an artist that knows how to deliver humor through satire. We heard the song Merry Christmas from the Family. That comes from the 1995 Christmas compilation album, You Slay Me Again. Just a tip of the hat and huge hugs to Jill Sabule. We sadly lost her this year in a house fire, but so glad that her music continues to live on. Okay, let's keep things going. This next artist is an absolute pure diva, and I am not talking about Mariah Carey, who is just laughing all the way to the bank every year Christmas rolls around. I am talking about a diva that out-divas Mariah Carey. I am talking about an artist who has had her time in the sun this year. I am talking about Miss Piggy. Miss Piggy has had a moment, that's for sure, over the last couple of months. And when I think about Miss Piggy, we are all piggies. If we are tuning into Girly So Groovy, we are piggies. Miss Piggy is a diva, and Miss Piggy is an idol to look up to. So with that, we needed to make room in this year's annual holiday extravaganza for the absolute divine diva herself. It is Miss Piggy here on the annual holiday extravaganza.
I'm the Christmas queen at the Christmas show. your problem?
When she moves to her left, the stage starts to tilt.
What?
She may be off key, but she's sturdily built. Her dancing is divine.
Oh, thank
she's
you.
As light on her feet as a swine.
A swine? I have a mind to tell you. I'm the Christmas queen. At the Christmas show, we'll talk later. But where I put on angel wings, I fly, I soar.
Inches from the floor.
Excuse me?
It takes 100 men to hoist her up again.
I've never been so insulted. Break me down. Oh.
Dressed in a snow white gown, tap, tap, tapping at your window pane to tell you she's in town. Here comes Susie Snowflake, soon you will hear her say, come out everyone and play with me, I haven't long to stay. If you wanna make a snowman, I'll help you make one, one, two, three. If you wanna take a sleigh ride,
whee!
The ride's on me. Here comes Susie Snowflake, look at her tumbling down. Bringing joy to every girl and boy, Susie's come to town. In a snow white gown, tap, tap, tapping at your window pane to tell you she's in town. Here comes Susie Snowflake, soon you will hear her say, come out everyone and play with me, I haven't long to stay. If you wanna make a snowman, I'll help you make one, one, two, three. If you wanna take a sleigh ride, the ride's on me. Here comes Susie Snowflake, look at her tumbling down. Bringing joy to every girl and boy, Susie's come to town. Susie's come to town.
Music right there from iconic American vocalist Rosemary Clooney, an artist who sang pop music with just an effortless, spirited swing, absolutely blurring the line between pop and jazz, whether it's a pop traditional song or a holiday classic. she just delivers so well. Rosemary Clooney right there with Susie Snowflake. That goes all the way back to 1951 when it was released as a holiday single from Rosemary Clooney and then used as the impetus behind the 1953 stop-motion animated feature Susie Snowflake as well. And then, of course, on the front half of that set here on Girly So Groovy's annual holiday extravaganza, iconic American treasure, Miss Piggy. That is Miss Piggy with the Christmas Queen. That comes from the Muppet Christmas compilation called The Muppets, A Green and Red Christmas. I absolutely love that that song has a hi-ya moment from Miss Piggy. We need more Miss Piggy hi-ya moments in the world that we are living in. Be a Miss Piggy in the years that we are living in, and you will do just absolutely fine. There's two rules to live by that I've given you in this first hour alone of Girly So Groovy's annual holiday extravaganza party. One, you don't have to go to the office Christmas party if you don't want to. And two, be a Miss Piggy in the world that we are living in. We're going to keep things moving right now. It is classic girl group sounds with the Crystals right now here on Girly So Groovy's annual holiday extravaganza.
Ring-a-ling, ring-a-ling.
This year marks 60 years of celebrating Christmas with the Supremes. It was back in 1965 that Detroit girl group, the Supremes, released their Motown classic album, Merry Christmas. And 60 years later, we are still drawing inspiration from it. We heard the song Silver Bells from the Supremes. And then, of course, starting things off on that set, it is the Crystals with Parade of the Wooden Soldiers. That comes from the compilation album, A Christmas Gift for You. It is such a phenomenal album of just so many great 1960s girl group artists. The Ronettes, the Crystals, it's Darlene Love. It is just this absolute beautiful Christmas sound. Again, A Christmas Gift for You. Parade of the Wooden Soldiers from the Crystals here on our annual holiday extravaganza. We have so much more of this annual holiday extravaganza to get to in the second hour of Girly So Groovy. But before we do that, just a quick programming note. I just want you to know that this loyal programmer of yours, this Santa, is tired. So what that means is after we wrap up the annual holiday extravaganza, Girly So Groovy is going into winter hibernation for the next 2 weeks. There will be no new Girly So Groovies. We'll be back the week of January 12th. Until then, know that you can listen to the last 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy by finding us online, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Girly and groovy ending with an IE. You will find the annual holiday extravaganza. You will find last week's top 10 Girly So Grooviest and honorable mentions for the year, as well as regular programming. You can still actually catch back in November when we did our 2 hour cover songs episode as well. Don't forget, you can also stay in touch with the show anytime through our social media channels. We're on Instagram at GSG Radio or Facebook simply at Girly So Groovy. Before we dive into the second hour, let's wrap up the first hour. You know what? Okay. I cannot resist this. I wasn't planning on doing it, but I'm going to do it. So I'm going to tell you this right now. When we flip over to side two of this 2 hour mixtape that we call Girly So Groovy, that we call the annual holiday extravaganza, we're going to be kicking off the second hour with a Dolly Parton Christmas cover song. So why not wrap up the first hour with the Dolly Mama herself? It's actually Dolly Parton teaming up with Kenny Rogers right now from their incredible Christmas classic of an album, Once Upon a Christmas. Here is Dolly Parton with the song, I Believe in Santa Claus.
Stepping stone.